team still with possession. Slaggart now, right wing, he carries it. The left-hander back behind the cage, slowed by Kulemans, who picked his pocket. Backhands it up, but not out. Bavaro kept it alive. Not much on it. No support on the near wall. Now Lindmark with it, too. Lindmark just got smoked on the near side by Finn Williams. No penalty called. And now Mike Forlicky carries to the red. Got it to the Notre Dame blue line. Didn't get it deep. And the Badgers will try again now. Under 6 minutes to go in the first. 2-0 Notre Dame. Stramel dumps it in. Got around Brinkman, but he slowed his progress a bit. Now Notre Dame will exit its own zone. Bavaro leads the rush. Right down the middle as Jugnauth turned to his left, and Bavaro went right by him and snapped one off, and Moe made a glut save. Now Williams. Carrot chops at the puck off his stick. It's out to the point now. Brinkman. Bavaro sets and fires. Shot, save, rebound goes off a Badger or an Irishman right to the right of Moe. It's 3-0 Notre Dame.
That was a one-on-one coverage between Kerr and a Notre Dame player. Good shot on net. Forced Moe to make a stick save. You see he had full view of it. He actually made a pad save. And I'm, again, even with watching the rebound, I'm not sure if it didn't go off the back of the helmet of Anthony Kerr.
Goodness.
Ouch.
14:31, the time of the goal for Notre Dame. They'll give it to Bavaro, his second of the game. It appeared to ricochet off Kerr after Moe made the save. And Notre Dame with a 3-0 advantage. Wow. Wisconsin, not known for its offensive prowess. Three is about as big of a deficit as you can overcome. And Notre Dame is usually locked down defensively. Best in the Big Ten a year ago. Struggles a bit here this season. Long-range shot missed the net. Off the stick of Dexheimer. Badgers controlling the offensive zone. Here's LeMaster's shot and got through. Bischel off his glove. Badgers only 5 shots on goal in the first 15 minutes of this hockey game.
Look out.
Dexheimer coughed it up. Janicki left wing comes into the dot. Backside pass and Moe slides to his left, but Pearson missed the net from 5 feet away.
Yeah, I think that Dexheimer on the back check may have taken the angle off for him.
Trevor Janicki tumbles down in the Wisconsin zone. Lucius tried to go between his legs for an outlet. Got enough of it to DeSaint Fowle to get it to center, but gathered in by Silanoff now. The left-hander with his back to the net, right wing. Off to Boltman, the defenseman. And then coughed it up in the Badgers with it. Ertl with Stang 2-on-2. Good hustle back by Ryder Rolston to slow their progress. And then a pass by Ertl intended for Verlicky. He was defended in the high slot. Notre Dame picked it up. Strand then lost it at center. Loose on the near wall, and it's back into the Wisconsin zone. 4 minutes left in the opening period. 3-0 Notre Dame. Lead feed Ertl, got a piece of it. Down to the Notre Dame zone to our left. Bischel will backhand it up and around the glass to the near wall. And now goes wobbling out to center, and Vorlicky after it there, bothered by Justin Janicki, the younger brother of Trevor, and he's been giving Wisconsin fits on this shift. First for Licky, then Kulemans. Corson lead feed for Lindmark. Couldn't catch it. That should be icing. It is on Wisconsin. Three and a half minutes left.
Slowed it down. Oh, well.
Yep.
3.5 minutes left in the period. 3-0 Notre Dame. 2 goals by Bavaro and another by Trevor Janicki, sandwiched around a penalty shot that Janicki was failed to convert.
Yeah, like last night with Kulemans and what I would consider to be a lucky goal. The third goal for Notre Dame was
hot
potato goal. But they are backbreakers.
What goes around comes around, right?
Yep.
Face off in the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicky gets some assistance from Lindmark, who tried to bump it back to Mike and turned it over. And a shot low right by Primo, stopped by Moe. Jared's been busy. He's made 11 saves so far, giving up 3. Lindmark chipped it out to center, but couldn't track it down himself. Loose to the Wisconsin blue line. Notre Dame's got it. Slaggart left wing. Defended by Vorlicky, now sweeps it behind the net. Kuhlman's tied up. Puck taken from him by Janicki, and he'll throw it back out to the point, but too far for Plesinski, and that forces Bischel well out of his net. Here comes Gorniak quickly into the Notre Dame zone. Bischel moved the puck, now a turnover. Bantle shot blocked by Janicki, who was heading to the bench for a change. Bad turnover by Notre Dame, but Janicki recovered and helped his teams out.
I never like to see a goalie go that far into the corner anyway.
Oh boy. Penalty coming up.
Jack
as
Gorniak.
Primo goes down, Gorniak's going to get the gate. At 17:27.
Tripping.
Yep.
Yeah, he just kind of stuck his stick between his legs because that's where the puck was. And as he tried to take a stride, just took the feet right out from underneath of him. And even when Gorniak let go of his stick, it was still stuck between the legs of the Notre Dame defenseman. So legitimate call with 2:33 left. This is an important kill.
Face off to the right of Mo. Badgers already in a big hole. It's 3-0. Off the draw, LeMaster tried to clear, and in the process of doing so, shot the puck off the back of his teammate's leg, Liam Malmquist, who's on the PK and struggling a bit to go from left to right. His lateral movement out to the point, Bavaro. Already two goals for him in the first period. Janicki with it left wing to the goal line in Lansdell. Out to the point now, Pearson. Bavaro wants it. And then between his legs, moves it to Janicki, throws it back to Bavaro. His shot right in front. Nice pass. Excellent block shot by Kerr, sliding down. Mo came out to play the shot pass, and it never got to the net. Now Mo slides right on a bullet by Janicki. Missed the cage. Now Strand, straight away Bavaro. His shot, he missed the net. Off the end boards, and Pearson. Actually, Strand tried to shove it in. Backside, Mo, wow! He dove over and made a great stop, but then the puck laid in the paint. Not a single Badger saw it, and Lansdell scoops it in softly over Mo. A power play goal. Notre Dame leads 4-0.
Well, it was an ugly penalty kill to start, and it got uglier as the time went on. And it all started with the crippling of Liam Malmquist off the draw. I think Kerr was the person who tried to shoot the puck down the ice, and all of a sudden he hits his own man. And after that, it was Badgers with one hand on their stick and a lot of turning and looking rather than going after the puck. Their aggressive nature last night was not even close to being around here tonight.
Fourth goal of the year for Jesse Lansdell. It came on a power play at 18:26. Notre Dame 4, Wisconsin nothing. Decent crowd here tonight, and already a few people got up and left.
I'm hoping it's a bathroom break with 1:23 left here in the first period.
Mm-hmm. Faceoff coming up at center ice. Lansdell from Trevor Janicki and Hunter Strand.
Correct.
Puck at center ice sent down to the Notre Dame zone. Lieberman there. He'll spin it around to the far side. And Jovanovic, collision at the Notre Dame blue line. Puck frees. Stramel tried to get it deep to Stang. He's got it now. Goal line right. Stang tried to refeed Stramel. Tied up by Lieberman. And Notre Dame throws it off the glass and down. That'll be icing on the Irish with 55.5 seconds left here in the opening period. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Face off to the left of Bischel. Against Finn Williams. Waiting to drop the puck, they do. Goes below the goal line. Lieberman up to center. Bounces past the intended receiver. Badgers have it. DeSaint Fowle across the line. Wisconsin onside. DeSaint Fowle cuts in left wing. Has no angle to the net. Then try to put it in front. Covered by Bischel in a stoppage in play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Along with Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. My fault here is Rob Vogel did an excellent job last night during Wisconsin's 2-0 victory. Here the Badgers are down 4-0 in the first. A turnaround wrister out high by Lucius on target, but never got to the net. Got knocked down, although it was free for a moment. And DeSaint Fowle couldn't reach the puck as Bischel was a bit out of position. Here's Caulfield to the point for Licky now. Can the Badgers get one back? Shot by Vorlicky. Stick save Bischel. He's scrambling a bit. Back up on his skates now. Vorlicky thought about shooting. Now Kuhlemans will in his shot. Gloved and dropped by Bischel. Loose in front, then cleared out to center by Notre Dame. Well, the Badgers got some offensive pressure going in the final 5 minutes of the period, but too little, too late, and Notre Dame puts up a four spot in the first and leads Wisconsin 4-0 after 20 minutes of play. We'll be back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Well, after a strong performance last night and a 2-0 win over Notre Dame, Wisconsin has struggled here in the first period of game number two. 16 shots on goal for Notre Dame, and the Irish pot 4. Drew Bavaro 2, Trevor Janicki 1, and a power play goal from Jesse Lansdell. It's 4-0 Irish after one period of play. What just happened there?
Ironically, I cannot say, except for the one goal from the point, that Jared Moe has been the victim of poor play. He has played pretty well, but when the puck's bouncing around and going off of Badger players and Notre Dame players into the open net, there's some problems out in front. There's not problems in the net.
So Moe again with 12 saves, and Ryan Bischel stopped all 7 Badger bids in the opening period. Notre Dame 1-for-2 on its power play, Wisconsin 0-for-1. Also, the Irish got a penalty shot in the first period during a Badgers power play, but Janicki failed to convert. So after one here at the Kohl Center, it's Notre Dame 4 and Wisconsin nothing. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 29. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Four-goal first period for Notre Dame, 4-0. The Irish lead Wisconsin. Series finale here at the Kohl Center. Also today, Ohio State shut out Michigan State 6-0. Jakub Dobish, 32 saves for the Buckeyes, who've now won 5 in a row. And Ian, that moves Ohio State into a tie for second place in the Big Ten with Penn State, 21 points apiece. Penn State idle this weekend. They're trailing league-leading Minnesota, which is in St. Cloud at the National Hockey Center to play the Huskies tonight in game one of a home-and-home series between those in-state rivals. Gophers have won 5 in a row, 9 of their last 10. Third-ranked team in the country against the fourth-ranked team in the country. That's always a lot of fun. Also, they're playing hockey at Fenway Park in Boston, yes, like they did with the Winter Classic when, yep, the Bruins beat the Penguins last week. Today, Northeastern beat UConn 4-1, and UMass is playing Boston College tonight in the finale at Fenway. I know there was a women's game there yesterday as well, but that's, I know I'd love to see another outdoor game in the near future in the state of Wisconsin, whether it be at Camp, yeah, Randall or Lambeau Field again, you know?
Went to both of them.
Yep.
I was more impressed with the Camp Randall one than I was at Lambeau Field. I'm not 100% sure why, except for the fact that I was pretty much frozen by the time I got onto my seat at Lambeau Field, and I hadn't even planned on going to the game, so there I sat with a regular pair of pants and a regular overcoat and no hat. It was the first time I flashed the plastic in a long time to buy a toque and a pair of mitts just to watch the game, but I was really impressed with the one at Camp Randall. Yeah, it was very, very entertaining.
Yep.
You talked about the 6-0 victory for Ohio State. That game was a little bit contested when it was 2-0. I thought Michigan State reared its ugly head and came back, but I knew that it was being contested because I saw Steve Rolick take his hands out of his pockets twice in one shift.
Badgers trail Notre Dame 4-0 after one. We'll return in our Ho-Chunk first intermission report. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Well, a nice crowd on hand for an early Saturday game. The Badgers trail Notre Dame 4-0. We will have the second period of play in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ryan Posicki and Perrin at the Kohl Center in Madison. Second period just underway. Notre Dame at center ice will try to dump it into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Unable to do so. Bantle, headman pass for Caulfield. He'll track it down in the corner in the zone to our right. Notre Dame leads 4-0 as we start period number two. Stang, Bantle, Caulfield out on the ice right now for the Badgers.
To say, there's a little bit of a change going on in the lineup too, and McClellan is in net for the Badgers.
Oh, and collision that here. Hurt. Sam Stang got wiped out on the near side wall in neutral ice. Janicki trying to dangle past Kuhlemans, but Corson took the puck away and then chipped it ahead for Stang. Yes, Kyle McClellan has replaced Jared Moe in goal. Officially now, Moe stopped 13 of 17 shots in the first period, but after pitching shutouts in two of the last three games, he gives up four in one period here, and he's now on the Wisconsin bench. McClellan this season, 1-4, 308 goals against, a .863 save percentage. Out high, LeMaster shot, hit traffic in front. Bavaro can't reach, beg your pardon, Bischel can't reach it. And it's pulled free by Jackson Pearson. Now Lansdell back to Pearson, flying in left wing, shoots one right pad, save made by McClellan. And a shot again towards McClellan, and he's down on all fours and able to glove it and hang on.
Nice play by the Badgers on the backside, and I give a lot of credit to Luke LeMaster, who is listed as the extra defenseman. He's been out there for every penalty kill pretty much consistently, but on that one, he just teed it up right off the ladies' tees and smacked it towards the net. That was an open opportunity had any of the Badgers been in the open area.
Faced off to the right of McClellan. Hunter Strand against Charlie Stramel. Badgers win the faceoff. Stramel playing with Gorniak and Lucius right now. Puck at center ice near the Notre Dame bench across the way. D to D, Kerr to Lotch. Advance to Lucius.
Deflects into the zone. Kerr and Lotch playing together.
Yep. Yep.
Rather than Dexheimer and
Lucius avoids a hit. Kerr now. Gorniak at center. Turns to his right. Comes across the line. Turns back to his left. Needs some help. Cycles down low for Stramel. Trying to walk around Boltman. Big Charlie Stramel drops it off Lucius behind the net. Open man near side was Kerr, but as he tried to make the pass or lifted his head, the puck came off his stick. Kerr has now got it straight away. Gorniak to the bumper. Here's Lucius's shot. That's blocked by Plzeczinski and ricocheted back out to center.
That was as pretty a passing play as we've seen all night on behalf of the Badgers.
Yeah, but no shot on goal.
Correct.
Blocked by Notre Dame. In fact, the Irish only three blocked shots in that first period. Badgers blocked five. Irish just controlled the first 20 minutes. Had more jump, more oomph, more energy, more everything. Purpose.
More heads-up plays.
Yep. 17-15 to go, second period. Badgers' season high for goals scored is six. So it's not over yet. A lot of time left to play. Bischel mishandles the puck to his right and then flipped it around the high glass. Turnover now. Malmquist with it. Put it towards the net, but it trickled right in front of Bischel through the crease. And then it's nudged out through center and all the way down. By the way, Bavaro scored the first goal at 5:32, his third of the year from Adams and Strand. Janicki scored at 8:52. And that was his fifth of the year. Silanoff got an assist. Bavaro, the primary helper. Bavaro scored again his fourth of the year from Brinkman and Adams at 14:31. And then Lansdell, the power play goal at 18:26 from Janicki and Strand. A 3-point, two-goal first period for Drew Bavaro, the junior from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Long-range shot. Oh, it got through and trickled off the right pad of McClellan, it looked like, to the near side wall. Slagered out to the point. Now Janicki to the left circle. Protected by Primo. Janicki's shot. That was blocked down before it got to the Badgers' net by Luke LeMaster. Here comes Dominic Mersch with Robbie Newton. Mersch trying to work around Bavaro. Backhand pass towards the front of the goal mouth. Didn't get through. Now Carson Bantel with it. Bantel battling Bavaro, but eventually pulled free by Notre Dame's Primo. Kuhlman's pinched in. Janicki, though, able to control for Notre Dame 4 minutes into the second. 4-0 Irish. Janicki with it. Dumps it in. Gets around Kuhlman's. Forlicky meets him down behind the Badgers net. And then Kuhlman's with his head down.
Yeah, that went off a Notre Dame player.
Yeah, but they're going to say icing on Wisconsin. Ooh. And Kuhlman's talking to the linesman right now. Dan Cohen saying, wait a minute, that puck went off one of the Irish players, and the other linesman, Mike Daltrey, is now speaking with referees Kenny Anderson and Andrew Brueggemann.
They'll confer off of this one, but I think the replay will show emphatically that Kuhlman's just tried to dump it out, and as it hit the Notre Dame defenseman, or forward, it ends up going into the, all the way down the ice, and they'll admit their mistake as linesmen and face off at center ice.
15:51 left, second period, 4-0 Notre Dame. By the way, our first intermission report brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Lansdell at his own blue line after Notre Dame won the draw. Pearson will fling it in. McClellan stops it behind his own net for Mike Forlicky. He'll whip it around to no one in particular, and Blackman back in his own end, and then he throws it all the way back Wisconsin's way, but no icing called, and now a whistle blows, and yes, one linesman had an icing, the other had waved it off, so what are they going to do now? Are they going to drop it at center again?
I think so. It may have been a two-line pass icing, or offside, I'm not 100% sure, but I thought that McClellan was right up against the post, and it went did go through that little 4-inch area of blue, which would have waved off the icing. So that's the second botched icing call in a row by the refereeing crew here at the Kohl Center.
Well, at least they admitted their mistake. 4-0 Notre Dame advantage. 15-20 left in the second. Stramel now at center. Played primarily fourth line for Rand Pecknold's United States hockey team at the World Junior Championship. Here's Jugnauth. Shot towards the net. Got redirected to the far corner. Kept it low to the ice, though, like that. Here's Jugnauth again. To his left, shoots one low, and Bischel with a stop. Lucius goes to get it. Back out to the point, Jugnauth. He'll try again. That actually hit Wisconsin's Gorniak in the face.
Right in the head.
Now Jack after it, back behind the nets. Gorniak bumps it out to the point man in care. His one-timer off the mark by 10 feet. Now Jugnauth with it. Cycles to the corner and Lucius. Badgers controlling here in the offensive end, but only one shot on goal to show for it in this sequence.
Several attempts, but nothing more.
Yep. Lucius now carries it out by the blue line. Bothered a bit by Ralston. Now shovels it back deep. Gorniak after it. Blind backhand pass towards the front of the net. Went off a skate behind the cage. It goes again. Gorniak trying to pull it free, but eventually Bavaro comes out of there with it. And the big right-handed defenseman scoops it ahead. Too far, it rolls on edge. Will it be icing? No, it's waved off at the last moment. Here's Ralston now. Left half boards out near the blue line. Peels back to his right. To the corner he goes. And Williams. Lieberman now, left point. Defenseman flings it back behind the net. And the Badgers now control. 4-0 Irish.
A lot of forwards hanging out at the blue line while the two defensemen are playing catch behind the net.
Center ice. Williams coughed it up to Erdahl. Zach Erdahl, left wing, no angle to the net, but he'll shoot anyway. Yeah. Bischel with a left pad save.
That was a planned shot, because if that puck came out even just a little bit at a better angle,
yep,
De St. Phile would have been right on top of it.
Now Lieberman behind his own net. And we've talked about Notre Dame's inconsistency this season. 2-7-1 on the road, and it scored only 18 goals in those 10 road games prior to today.
This is like winning the lottery for them.
No kidding. Dexheimer now, outlet pass. Malmquist tied up, wanted a penalty, nothing called, and they wave off icing again.
Correct.
I'm not sure what icing is now. I'm not sure they know either.
Depends on what time it is.
Here's Kuhlemans. Shot from the point, easily blocked by Janicki. Retrieved by Kuhlemans, and he'll throw it down deep. Robbie Newton now, the Badgers freshman from Milwaukee. Had it, lost it, and then he goes down after the defenseman Bolton fell on top of him. Now Janicki, rink wide, poke free by Malmquist off the skate of Stang, and now Kuhlemans has it, and four Irish back in a triangle formation from the center circle back into their own zone. I mean, a 1-0, one-goal deficit against Notre Dame is tough to come back from. A four-goal deficit, even more so.
They're
just so good, so structured, usually.
Exactly. They're not going to give up any cheapies, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Kerr in front of his own bench will lob it back deep. Bischel out of his net but can't play the bouncing puck behind his cage. 12 minutes left, second period, 4-0. Notre Dame leads Wisconsin. Kerr able to hold. Stang, that is. Bantle lost it. Slaggart now. He'll scoop it down deep into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Shots on goal, 22-9. In favor of Notre Dame. Here's Jugnauth. Weaves into the offensive zone. Shot off the foot of Ben Brinkman. Kerr holds for Wisconsin. Down to the right corner. Brinkman trying to move it along. Takes a cross check from Bantle. Brinkman, the former Gopher, trying to muscle it out of the zone. And eventually came out of the fray with it and got it to center ice.
It's like, who's the last guy to touch it? That's going to get it out of the zone.
Here's Janicki now. Fourth round draft pick of the Anaheim Ducks in 2019. Janicki, a goal and an assist and a missed penalty shot in the first period for the Irish. Here's Lansdell now. Notre Dame's version of Roman Achan. Oh, he was feisty last year in their seven meetings, boy.
Oh, yeah.
They got tired of each other. Oh, and dangerously, Strammel just put the puck in front of his own net, but got away with it and came out of there with it. Right wing pass, Lucius, slot, left wing, Gorniak couldn't handle the pass in the circle. Pretty well defended anyway by the Irish. Now Lucius behind the net, tried to feed Gorniak backside. It popped out to the slot. Dexheimer swings and misses with his shot attempt, and now Gorniak right point. Wants to cut to the slot. Can he get around Silanov? No. And now it's scooped out by Notre Dame back Wisconsin's way. Nearing the midway point here in Madison, 4-0 Notre Dame. Strammel now skates to his left across the line and stops at the wall. Across he comes, Gorniak holds and dumps. Bischel moves it back along this side, and Silanov now will come out of his own end. An ugly second period so far, 10 minutes in.
It's like watching paint dry.
Not a lot of connected passes, and here's a potential icing. Nope, Lindmark will get there in time. Lindmark deep in the Notre Dame zone. Going to start chipping away here at some point, down four. DeSaint Fowl kicks it to his forehand, back to the net along the half boards right, and then through a bad pass picked off by Notre Dame's Jovanovic. Three Badgers immediately near him, and he'll dump it in and chase, but Wisconsin first to it. Kuhlman's rims it around to Lindmark, protects the puck now, DeSaint Fowl. Across the line, looking, finds Erdahl, reaches, low right, takes it back behind the net. Left-handed forward Zach Erdahl had it pop off his stick, and Brinkman took it away. Four on two for Notre Dame to our left. Adams couldn't handle the pass. Big right-hander eventually caught up to it. That play never materialized, and the Badgers have the biscuit back. 9 minutes to go in the period. Kuhlman's now into the offensive zone. Went through the slot, got knocked off balance, and turned over the puck. Now Notre Dame fires it all the way down. It was deflected, apparently. No icing. Stang over skates. Primo off his stick. Adams in front. Janicki shoots one, and McClellan sliding on his knees to his right makes a nice stop and hangs on. 8:43 to go. Second period. Notre Dame 4, Wisconsin nothing. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. The second of 5 straight home games for the Badgers. An exhibition next Friday, then Ohio State in town the weekend after. Wisconsin trailing Notre Dame 4-0. Defensive zone faceoff won by the Badgers, staying at center ice. Rink wide now, Bantle across the line. Will shoot one low. Bischel with a save off the glass behind the net, and caroms to the near side in Primo. Chase Primo, 72 points in 117 games with the University of Nebraska Omaha, then transferred here to Notre Dame. 4 goals, 12 points so far for him. Yeah, Keith played 19 years in the National Hockey League. He's actually Chase's brother, Caden, in the Montreal Canadiens organization. A little collision here.
Oh, that was more of the collision. That young man just got his lunch handed to him by Kerr.
Yeah, that was Justin Janicki, who got popped pretty good by the Badgers' junior defenseman. But Wisconsin just iced the puck. Faceoff down to the right of goaltender Kyle McClellan. I mentioned McClellan's numbers. His last outing was against Minnesota at Mariucci last month. He gave up 5 goals on 12 shots in 25 minutes. Badgers lost 6-4. His only win with Wisconsin came against Lindenwood. Only had to face 12 shots, stopped 10 of them. Badgers won 4-3. One of the goals that Lindenwood was credited for was an own goal by Daniel Lodge.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that
one. Yeah. Puck rims around and out to center. It comes now. Hustling after it is Lansdell. He gets to it for Notre Dame. Janicki now with Primo across the line. The Badgers give him space down low to Primo. Deke, but somehow McClellan got his left pad on it. Oh, nice give and go by Notre Dame, and the Badgers just flat-footed, and McClellan with a good stop. Gorniak now in the corner. Stramel there. Lucius as well. Serving pass never got through, and Notre Dame's Bavaro with it. Pitched it ahead for Janicki, slowed by Dexheimer. Janicki off the wall, ran into Gorniak, finds an open man. That's Silanov fast off the bench, and he hammers one into the chest of McClellan, who made the stop. Kyle McClellan read that play beautifully. He's been the lone bright spot for the Badgers so far.
Yeah, so far here in the second period, you see Gorniak was out there with the defensive pair of Dexheimer and Luke LeMaster, and both of them just kind of stood and watched Gorniak get involved, not paying much attention to the fact that Notre Dame was going to win that one-on-one battle and find an open man to shoot the puck.
Defensive zone face-off. Badgers win it. Lucius now, red line, blue line, skips it across, intended for Stramel. He had a lane to the net to shoot, but the bouncing puck on his backhand couldn't control. LeMaster will tee one up from out high off the stick of Silanov and about 20 feet up into the protective mesh, and a faceoff down in the Notre Dame zone. 6:51 to go in the second. Badgers trail 4-0.
Well, at least they've shown a little bit of offensive spirit.
Right.
Defensively, and what was there, 17 shots for Notre Dame in the first period?
Correct.
Yes, and so far they have only a total of 8 here in the second period.
Tony Granato's trying all sorts of combinations.
You think?
Lindmark, Erdahl, and DeSaint Fowl working together. Notre Dame's just iced the puck. Badger hockey brought to you all season long by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Face off to Bischel's left. Lindmark again. Wisconsin won the draw. LeMaster, patient, plays it to the corner. DeSaint Fowl, slowed by Boltman behind the net. Erdahl throws it in front. Turnaround shot by DeSaint Fowl, blocked by Boltman, who lost his stick, and he's gimpy too.
Yeah, almost lost his leg.
Plusinski canceled out behind the net. DeSaint Fowl tries to pull it free, now trying to locate the puck. He's engaged with Janicki. They're going at it. He just got hit in the throat. And do we have a penalty or no?
Nope.
Wow.
Unless they're going to be coincidentals, because that was mutual combatants, to say the least.
DeSaint Fowl wondering why there's no penalty on Notre Dame. He keeps touching his chin and neck. Dominic Mersch, Badgers captain, gives DeSaint Fowl a pat on the backside a couple of times.
Take one for the team, young man. Take one for the team.
Caulfield, Bantle, and Stang. Face off out near the point, and Jugnov couldn't handle it initially. Goes to his knees and keeps it alive for Stang. Turnaround pass, broken up, came back to Stang. Now Kerr shoots one. That went off Bischel, and then it ricocheted off his skate and up over the net. Did it? It hit his stick and then the back of his leg and then up over the net. Centering pass by Bantle, well too hot to handle, and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone it comes.
I would have jumped out of the way if that would have come that hard at me.
Here's Stang now. Across the line to his right, shoots one, saved by Bischel, and he uses the paddle of his stick to draw it back to him on his knees, and he'll cover 5:45 left in the second, 4-0 Notre Dame.
And shifts are getting shorter, as you mentioned numerous times. We're just kind of rotating the freshest 3 forwards up in here, and the defensemen in the same situation. So you get into at least my perspective of it is that Tony is throwing things there. Whoa, whoa, don't put 7 guys out there, guys.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen the captain in a while. Newton or Malmquist either, for that matter. He's basically just rotating three lines, it looks like. Notre Dame just iced the puck again. No, they wash it out. Janicki on the forecheck. LeMaster got tired of him and shoved him away with his right arm. Now Wisconsin's Gorniak, rink wide. Here's Stramel now for Wisconsin. Right back, intended for Gorniak, too far, and Bischel calmly paddles it to the far wall. And now taken by Notre Dame's Janicki. Miss hip check by Jugnov. Loose puck now. Here's Pearson, and he moves to open ice in the right circle, and a glove save by McClellan.
Just shot it right into the open mitt. I like it.
Nice move by Pearson, though. He jammed on the brakes coming down right wing and got the Badgers defender down. He was wide open, and McClellan with a glove save made it look easy.
Yeah, as soon as I can't remember if it was Jugnoth or LeMaster who left his feet, and as soon as he left his feet and went flying by, the Notre Dame forward made no distinction about it. I'm getting a shot on net, and that's all there is to it.
Jackson Pearson, 115 games, and his time at the University of New Hampshire, he put up 88 points. Second team All-Hockey East a couple of years ago when he had 9 goals and 25 points. Again, one of the transfers that Jeff Jackson and his staff were hoping would help provide some scoring punch, but Pearson just 1 goal, 7 points. Primo, 4 goals, 12 points. Not bad, but not the production expected after his strong play at UNO for 3 years. But Drew Bavaro, the transfer from Bentley, a defenseman, provided plenty of offensive punch tonight.
I was about to say, you just mentioned two powerhouses in college hockey, and then you said Bentley?
Bentley, yeah. Here's Lieberman at the point, but was backpedaling and had to pull the puck out of his offensive zone, and now Notre Dame needs to regroup. 4:35 to go, second period. Wisconsin trailing 4-0. That pass, Lieberman, Malmquist with a steal. Mersch is out there now, has it slot, shot blocked, and up out of play.
Yep, and I don't think he had the opportunity. He was going to do a give and go with Liam Malmquist, but I don't think he had the opportunity. He was best to go down to one knee and try and get that shot off and hope that it would be deflected or touched or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But Malmquist was wide open. He just couldn't get the puck to him quick enough.
Stramel, beg your pardon, Lindmark out there again with the same foul in Erdahl. And Dexheimer wasn't ready for the bouncing puck after a clean faceoff win, and the Badgers have to touch up, and now they dump it down in.
A lot more of this.
Yeah.
Defensemen get to the neutral zone. Do not, and I repeat, do not turn it over. They're told fire it in, make sure it goes around hard or soft into the adjacent corner, so at least you've got somebody in there to forecheck.
Then Mark Erdahl, D. St. Foul with Kerr and Jugnoth now. They've been paired together here most of the afternoon. Then Mark wins it back, settled by Kerr, forced to play it to the corner. And D. St. Foul got wiped out by Helliwell. It should have been an interference penalty on Helliwell. Nothing called, and D. St. Foul, frustrated, threw his sticks into the legs of Helliwell, and he went tumbling down, and a penalty on Wisconsin's Matthew D. St. Foul at 15:57.
I have a strong tendency to agree with you, because you see D. St. Foul just got ripped. And actually, I think his stick was in the skate blade of the Notre Dame defenseman. Wow. Regardless of what happens, it's a two-minute minor to Matty D. St. Phil with 4:05 left here in the second period, and the Badgers are forced to take another defensive zone faceoff.
Third power play for Notre Dame, 1-for-2 so far. And the Badgers win the draw and hammer it all the way down. Ryan Bischel has not been tested much here tonight. Only allowed 2 goals last night. 927 save percentage coming into this evening's contest. Notre Dame on the power play sets things up in the Wisconsin zone to our left. Bavaro, right point. Pearson, left point. Left wing, it's Janicki. Now Bavaro and Pearson change places. Bavaro, 2 goals and an assist in the opening period. Kerr kicked the puck off the stick of Janicki, but they can't get it to center. And then Kerr steps up again and redirects a pass out to center. Now Bavaro with it. He comes across and shoots one low, save made by McClellan. Badgers try to clear. Lindmark hit the body of Janicki. Couldn't get it out. Held in by Hunter Strand, then poked free by Kerr. Excellent shift on the penalty kill by Anthony Kerr.
Play with reckless abandon. When you're down 4-0 and you think you can get an opportunity for a shorthanded tally, go for it. And
the Badgers do have four shorthanders this season. Two by Owen Lindmark. Wisconsin attempts to clear again, but Notre Dame held. Now LeMaster, all kinds of time and space in his own zone. Now he'll turn and send it ahead. Almost caught at the blue line by Stang, and he had an angle to split two Notre Dame defenders, but didn't catch the puck. 35 seconds left in the power play for Notre Dame. A 4-0 Irish lead. 2.5 minutes left in the second. Slaggart peels back to the near side. Left point, it's Blackman now. Blackman to the straight or center point. Now changes places with Lieberman. To the goal line he goes, and Slaggart back to Blackman. Mersch will let him do something there. Backside pass. Oh, great save by McClellan. Sliding to his right. Got the stick on the shot of Ryder Ralston. Wow. Lieberman now back to Ralston. Power play continues. 1 second. That's it. Badgers at full strength. Long range shot stopped by McClellan. Staying able to clear. Out to center ice. D-same foul. 1-on-2. He put it between the legs of Lieberman. Left wing. Can he get a backhander off? He does, but wide. And then D-same foul goes down. Back up on his skates now. And then he got tripped up by Lieberman. Nothing called. And Lieberman takes the puck for Notre Dame. 1:40 left until the second intermission. 4-0 Irish. Yeah, Kyle McClellan's been sharp here tonight.
Ooh.
Here's Strammel. Is he onside? No.
Nope.
Came right down the middle and then flipped it off to his left and stepped across before Gorniak came. 1:26 left in the second. Notre Dame has outshot Wisconsin on goal 30-12 and leads 4-0. Only 5 shots on goal in this second period for the Badgers. While Notre Dame has 13 shots on goal, and McClellan stopped them all. Carrot center, whips it in. Bavaro looks over his right shoulder, but Strammel snuck in and knocked it free. Kerr holds the zone right point. Lucius over skates. Williams to Bavaro, 70 seconds to play in the second. Kerr hustling, can't clear, gave it up at the blue line. Adams drops off Williams right down the right side. Lansdale shot blocked by Anthony Kerr. Loose in the slot. Lansdale again. It goes off of Adams and in. Big Jack Adams, 6'6", 215, standing right in front of the Badgers' net. Lansdale lifted a shot low left, undefended, and it went off his teammate in. It's 5-0 Notre Dame.
Well, that one hurts because the Badgers had some good pressure, and as they came back, there were all 5 Badger defenders were in the slot area. You saw a little flip pass by Strammel, didn't get anything on it. A defenseman each had a man, and out of nowhere, bing, bang, bong.
Adams from Lansdale and Finn Williams at 19:03, an even strength goal. So McClellan's been playing well, but a bad bounce that time goes against him.
Again, it's just like I said in the first period, not any great goals, but 2 very lucky ones.
Yep. Badgers headman to Stang. Bischel wasn't ready. Now Stang a near steal right in front of the net. Boy, that puck went in on Bischel, and it just ricocheted off his pads like there was some flubber in it. And Stang picked it up but had no angle to shoot the puck. Now it's all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer up the middle. Bantle tries to settle it down across the line. Loose in the slot. Still loose. Shot by Stang. And not sure if it got through. Primo headmans. Janicki couldn't catch. Tumbling down goes Kuhlemans back out to center. And that's it for the second period of play. 1 goal in the second scored by Notre Dame. Jack Adams from Jesse Lansdale and Finn Williams at 19:03. And after 2 here at the Kohl Center in Madison, it's Notre Dame 5. And Wisconsin, nothing. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium and the Kohl Center. Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Shots on goal in the second period. Advantage to Notre Dame 14-6. McClellan stopped 13 of the 14 he faced. McClellan replaced Jared Moe, who was pulled after 20 minutes, allowing 4 goals on 17 shots. Ryan Bischel faced only 6 shots in that second period, stopped them all. He has a 2-period total of 13 saves so far. Notre Dame with a 5-0 lead on Wisconsin. How do you play the third period?
For pride. Yeah, for pride and for some of these kids for position on the team. I mean, you know, their first liners have been playing with fourth liners and third liners have been playing with second liners. I had thought that when Stramel was gone that the chemistry with all the lines was pretty good, but when Stramel came back, he's added a little spark. He's been one of the better forwards on the team.
Yeah.
And he's displaced a couple kids, I think, who felt they were pretty secure in their positions. But I don't think that's the case anywhere going into this period. And again, you've got two lucky goals that go off of one of your players. So, you know, I don't blame Mo for that goal. I don't blame Kyle McClellan for that last goal that was there, but I also get in a situation where Badgers just haven't created any opportunities like they did last night in the first and second period, so who knows?
Badgers, again, only 13 shots on goal. They trail Notre Dame 5-0. Second intermission, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Other